Well, I'm starting to see the evidence of what the at-home schooling is doing to our kids. Today, I got the third message in 3 days of a local kid having taken their life. It is just a heartbreaking toll. Yesterday, I shared with you an email from a young man. He's a sophomore at Glacier Peak, and he sent an email to his school district superintendent, the athletic director. And it was very well done. And yesterday, they asked to stay anonymous, but he says that he doesn't mind if we share his name today. His name is River. He goes to Glacier Peak. He joins us here on the Dory Monson Show. Hey, River, it's great to talk with you.
Hi, how's it going?
Fantastic. So if people were not listening to my show yesterday, let's kind of go through what you said in this email to your superintendent. And I'm going to just read the very beginning of it when you wrote, "Sports is everything to me. It helps me make new friends and develop bonds that'll last a lifetime. It also takes me away from the stress of school, especially online. Instead of thinking when my next assignment is due, I'm thinking of the next play." And you were talking about how this is your sophomore year. You have dreams of playing D1 football. Is that right, River?
Yeah. I've always wanted to go to college for football. Like, that's my main goal. And that's what I've set out to do. So it's like, it's really hard to get there when, like, you don't have a season, you know. And this is, like, one of the most important seasons for me. So it's, like, it's a pretty big deal.
And you just don't have are you able to do anything with your coaches right now? Can they do any conditioning workouts, anything? Or are you just completely cut off?
Yeah, we can't even, like, talk to our coaches or, like, go out to the field and see them. It's like we can't even communicate with them too much.
And what you said is, "Now that we cannot practice, I find myself looking at my phone for hours on end with nothing to do and nowhere to go. This is not only affecting my day-to-day life, but it's affecting my future as well." Let's talk about both those things, River. When you say it's affecting your day-to-day life, I remember when I was your age, I was having a lot of fun in school and with my friends. What is it like to be a kid with lots of aspirations, lots of goals, and just feel like you cannot get out there and do any of the things that are just a normal part of life in any other time?
Yeah, it just feels like every day kind of feels the same. You just do your school and then you go on your phone, and it's just like, it just feels like you're wasting your high school, like, days away. Like, all the parents say, like, it goes so fast and, like, you need to enjoy it, but, like, it feels like we're just wasting it away and we can't, like, go do anything or make friends at sports. And it's just really, it just feels weird that we're just sitting on our phones. It feels like we should be going out there and doing something.
Well, not only is it weird, as you say, it's unhealthy. It's unnatural. Especially if you're an athlete, you know about the importance of movement and activity and fitness. And we have so many kids who are just getting lost on their phones and with no real human interaction. And I'm starting to hear, as I said at the beginning, some tragic stories. Are you seeing some despair? I mean, you sound like you're very well-adjusted young man, but are you seeing signs of despair among your classmates and your friends?
I know it's had everybody down a lot. Like, everybody's not feeling like how they usually would if we're, like, out there doing stuff, and, like, everybody just feels a lot different. Like I said, everybody wants to go hang out with friends and go to the bowling alley, go do stuff, but it's like we're just stuck inside, so it makes everybody down, and, like, all the spirits are down, especially when you're, like, can only, like, call people and FaceTime and stuff, so it kind of sucks.
Yeah. So if you're a sophomore, what are you, about 15 years old?
Yeah, I'm 15.
Okay. So, I mean, that should be a great, joyous time in life, and it's a time when you're starting to get a little freedom, you're going to be driving in less than a year, and it's it's a time that should be where you feel like you have wings and are just flying, and instead, I'm just hearing all these stories from people like you who say that it's just depressing right now. And that just breaks my heart to hear these stories, River.
Yeah, it's just like you sit at this computer for hours on end, like, doing all this schoolwork. And then, like, you finish and it's like, what is there to do now? Like, there's nothing to do. Like, when I grow up, like, what am I going to tell my kids I did in high school? You know, I like, I'm going to tell them about this coronavirus thing, but like, I just sat around. I didn't do anything fun. So it's like, it almost like for the future, it seems like, I don't know. It's just off. I just don't like it. It's very depressing, like you said.
Well, and what I really liked about the email you sent to the superintendent, you are obviously someone who thinks a lot about your future and about your goals. And I want to just read a little bit more. You said, one of my main goals I've set out to do is get a D1 scholarship. With no sophomore year, it's very hard for me to improve and get better. This could affect if I go to college, what kind of job I choose, how successful I am. Another reason I play football is to make friends. In practice, we can socialize and plan other events to get to know each other better. These kids, without football, I would not know. Could possibly end up in my wedding. Stay with me until I grow old. I mean, I love the fact that you're thinking about your wedding party and the people who are going to be with you when you're an old man. But that shows me that you think a lot about goals and your future. And that must make this especially difficult when it is getting in the way of those things.
Yeah, because so I started football when I was 5 years old. So at that time, I made a bunch of friends, and then I, like, transferred schools and stuff. But those friends I still hang out with all the time, and I talk to all the time since I was 5 years old. So I've already known that, like, football can help you make bonds and stuff. And I've just always been thinking about my future and, like, how happy I'm going to be in the future and, like, what friends I'm going to have. So, like, football really helps me surround myself with the people I want to be around, you know, and it helps me create bonds and stuff.
Yeah. Well, and I'll read the end of your email to the superintendent. The days are repeating themselves. The only changes are what Netflix show I watch. There are no competitions, no sprints, no pushing yourself to keep running when you want to throw up, as well as no goals. There are no rewards. There's nothing like winning a football game and celebrating with all your friends or finally being able to start after years of work. Football isn't just a game for me. It's a purpose, it's a goal, and it's my future. That's very well put. And just the idea that you love the challenges, you love the obstacles that, you know, playing sports puts in front of you, and the triumph of busting through those obstacles, those are life lessons that'll serve you very well. And I'm very sorry that you're not able to get out there and do that right now.
Yeah, it really sucks.
Do you think, they say they're going to try to have a football season in the spring. Do you think that'll happen?
I'm not sure if it'll happen, but if it does happen, so say we have a football season in March, then we'd just be going right into my junior season in the fall. So it would almost be like this big, long football season. And it would be really confusing. And, like, say somebody gets hurt in March, they wouldn't have a junior season, which is, like, your most important season.
Sure.
So it would be very clumped together, and I don't think it would be very organized. So it'll probably be hard for them to do that.
What position do you play?
I play quarterback.
Oh, okay. All right. Have you gotten any looks from any colleges yet?
Not yet, no.
It's really tough. If you haven't even had a sophomore year yet, then that's tough.
Yeah, all I've had is my best year.
Yeah, okay, I got you. Did you have a chance? You said that one of the things you love is setting goals, like finally being able to start. Do you have a chance of starting as a sophomore, or are you going to have to wait a year or two?
I'm going to have to wait a year, but I know I'll definitely be trying to get that starting spot.
Well, I'll tell you what. First of all, you're a great communicator. I'm not surprised to hear you're a quarterback because you sound like a leader. And I understand your frustration. I'm heartbroken for, you know, the tens of thousands of kids like you who are in this situation. And for whatever it's worth, I've done a fair amount of coaching myself. This is going to be just another, this whole year of COVID, it's going to be a horrible obstacle, but you're used to busting through obstacles. So I'm not worried about you. You sound like you're going to come through this okay. I feel bad for you because, like you said, I know this just stinks to have to deal with as a 15-year-old.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. All right, River. Well, I'm gonna start watching those Glacier Peak box scores next year and look for your name and hope for great things for you ahead.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, really nice talking with you. Thanks for coming on with me today.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, that is River. He's a sophomore at Glacier Peak, one of many kids who is just lamenting this lost year, and it should not be this way. We should let our kids get out there and play. Of that, I am certain. All right, what do you think? You can text me at 98973. That's 98973. We have lots more to come here on the Dory Monson Show.